Welcome back to the Pink Couch Chronicles.
Cheers, ladies. And Judith.
Okay. Our favorite episode yet. Judith's back. We wanted to introduce you to her if she is a new face for you, but I think she may be very familiar to many because Judith has been with Health Pro for 3 years.
I think 2020.
No. Yeah. 2021? 2020?
Right after COVID. No, COVID was still going on.
COVID. Okay, so COVID time. And Judith has been such a staple and pivotal person at Health Pro that really helps office run. She helps me with my life, keeps everything in track. And she has been here when we've made changes in the office, when we renovated the office, when we moved the office, when we do everything here, when we brought Dr. Jones on and Stuart. So all the things. And she was missed for the last year. And we just wanted her to share kind of what happened and why she's back. And we wanted to also tell you how much we appreciate her and how much you're going to appreciate having her back at Health Pro too.
And also a little get to know her if you don't know her already and why we're so obsessed with her and need her all the time. Your face.
Pretty good. Well, do you guys want to start off with like questions or do I just?
Tell us a little bit about you, Judith.
Yeah. Tell us 3 things about you.
Well, I have a dog. I don't have kids, but I have a dog that I love like my kid. I live all the way in Katy, so it's a little bit far, but the drive is worth it. That's why I came back. And I don't know. I'm almost 30.
You're not almost 30?
Yes,
shut up.
I am.
No,
it's like a
year.
It's like a
two
year.
Two more years.
You're 28.
Yeah, you're 20.
You just turned 28.
In August, but that's almost like the year's almost over.
I feel that though. I'm 26 and I'm like, no, I'm basically 30. 30.
Right? Yeah.
I feel that.
Okay, well, I'm going to be 40 in less than 6 months. So, I mean.
I think age is just a thing.
I don't think it's a bad thing. I'm just almost 30.
Until your hips start to hurt. That's fine.
Well, mine already does, so I'm kidding. 30.
Yeah. So, like, you've been running things behind the scenes. Like, anytime that you guys email at info for super bills or have issues that, you know, kind of need some back of house attention, it's Judith running the show that no one can really see. It's such a huge help, but do you want to tell us, like, where you've been since you haven't been in the office?
Yeah, so I left Health Pro because I was going to go work at a, well, I went to work at an immigration firm. It wasn't for me. I lasted, I think, exactly a year before I asked Elena if I could come back, but I was still, like she said, behind the scenes as the virtual
like
assistant.
Doing, yeah. Because Judith knew the system, she knew the patient, she knew how things worked, and
I wasn't ready to fully leave.
Yeah, she really didn't want to leave. We obviously didn't want her to leave, so we tried to keep her around and the best capacity that we could, and it was just easier for her to do the back end stuff that we can't really do, or like we are taking our time to treat y'all so she could also work on that stuff in the meantime. But
it's hard to juggle being your chiropractor and also running the software and the system and doing the notes and the billing and things like that.
All the accounting stuff.
The accounting and like all the records and stuff like that. So it was really, really helpful to have Judith there to like take some of that load off. But
it's still not the same as her like being here.
And when she's here, you guys know she helps out if your little one needs some attention or if they're need to be held, she can like hold the babies and she helps the kids if they want to color and she has the lollipops, you know, and we tried to make it work as best as we could. And I feel like we did a decent job. We try. I mean, but you know, there were things that like the baby names were not ever written on the board.
Yeah. Like, say you're a new patient coming in, and we're with patients, and you're walking in, and you're like, okay, and you may not know. Oh, it's just them. There's no front desk. Like, I don't. No one probably felt so conscious about that. But I'm like, man, we probably look like we don't have anything together. But I feel like now, you can just help.
You get rid of like a lot of confusion. I feel like I didn't work here when you were here full time before coming back, and even seeing how today's flow was able to be navigated with you like rooming people and taking care of business and keeping it organized, it made like a significant difference, even just my, you know,
Well, and like we're able to just focus on being your chiropractor and treating you and taking care of you, which is, I feel like, the biggest the load off of our shoulders is that we can focus on being your chiropractor. Not that we were never focused on that, but there were just more things to juggle. And now on a day-to-day basis, we can focus on just you, you and your family.
And as you know, if you are in the office, you see our multiple signs. Because a lot of people walking through the building think that we are the help desk or the directory, and it would interfere with your care. So it'll be nice to have, again, a little buffer, but hopefully we can still
just
keep that at a minimum. But Judith, tell us, like, what are you most excited to be back? Like, what are you most excited about?
Honestly, everything. Like, the environment is so good here. I love being around you guys. The patients are so nice and friendly. I, like, was looking forward to seeing some of the patients that I know on the schedule. I'm like, oh, I can't wait for them to come in. And like, then they were happy too, and that was felt good, you know. So it's just the overall experience of like working here. It doesn't feel like I'm working. It feels like I'm, you know, kind of like hanging out with my friends. Not
heard that
because you are. We're your best friends.
I think you guys really are. I don't hang out with my friends very much. So, and then even like, I feel like we would go out enough.
Yeah.
Even after work or on the weekends, and we would have events. That was still hanging out with somebody more than I hang out with my friends. So
yeah, I mean, we do.
You guys are my best friends.
Oh, oh yeah, it. Tears so bad. That's so sweet.
I want to cheer with a hug.
Oh, cheers.
I'm sorry. Isn't that bad luck?
Yeah,
we'll include
okay.
you.
Well,
it's okay. We have to save, right?
But that's really how the environment is here at HealthPro. It's not like slaving away at work. It's such an enjoyable time to spend with patients and then also together. It's crazy.
And we think you guys are our best friends too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We actually have a lot of like, I feel like deep conversations with our parents. Our parents are our patients on both sides. Like we get to know y'all, but you also get to know us. And I feel like there's a lot of intertwinedness.
The HealthPro family.
Yeah, it's really a family. Mm-hmm. And it makes it easy and fun coming to work because you are, it just, like she said, it doesn't feel like work. It's not like a clock in, clock out kind of thing. It makes it a whole family. So Judith is a big part in that.
Yes. Judith, we did one like rapid fire question about each other, which you weren't in here, but that's a funny podcast. You should listen to that one. But one of the things was your biggest ick.
Oh, God. Well, she can't really know about Stuart.
But you know a lot about me. Mm-hmm. So what annoys me the most?
No, no.
What do I, like, how do I, what do I do that annoys you?
What's your biggest ick about each of us?
Yeah.
Starting with Elena.
Well, with you, it's really your handwriting. Whenever you write, when you write something down for me and you're like, oh, I need this. And I'm like, I think I know what she wrote. And then I have to go ask you and you're like, it says this. And I'm like.
Also, oh. I'm like, why aren't you reading my mind?
Yeah. You do say that sometimes, but it doesn't make me as much as I'm not telepathic. No, but the handwriting, or sometimes like when you write something down for a patient and then I give it to them and they're like, but that's not my writing. Mine's messy too, but it's not that bad. And then they're like, oh, she's a doctor. She's
you really doctor do have handwriting. The worst handwriting. Like
you
I
have
think
doctor handwriting.
Yeah, no, it's a squiggle.
It's more like you're under attack and you're just trying to write as quick as you can. I mean, I feel like if you had to write a quick ransom note for yourself, good luck to whoever finds it. Mm-hmm.
I have ugly handwriting too. It's okay. Like, I have really ugly handwriting. But
decoding.
I'll accept that one. I have terrible handwriting. Yes.
About you, Stuart? I don't know. I don't really.
I know.
It's been like one day that I've worked with you. So
I got really behind on schedule today.
I mean, but I didn't really think that was your fault.
All right. No icks from Judith about me. I'll take it.
Right now. Maybe in the next one. I'm kidding.
Whatever, Judith. We'll hear the next one.
I'm going to write it down and come back tomorrow.
Yeah. I mean,
actually, I thought about it. I was driving home.
You can
like,
edit
yeah.
it in later. Right?
You hear background noise.
What?
Like you're driving in the car, background noise. Oh. Okay, what's mine? I don't know why I'm happy.
I don't know. Probably when you say that you made something good at home and then you didn't bring any in the office.
Oh,
oh yeah. I made focaccia, but you didn't bring any. I'm like, why tell me? Can't try it. But you do most of the time, so.
I try to share. But if we eat it all at home, I can't. I have nothing to bring.
Yeah, but since you would bring stuff so often whenever you don't, I'm like, okay.
I'm not going to lie. This is so, whenever you're back, like whenever you said you were coming back, I instantly thought, oh, now we could just swap food again.
That's what I was talking about, too, with Jose. I was like, yeah, sometimes, like, she gives me her food, and I give her my food.
Like, that's really funny.
No one ever wants my food.
You never want our food either.
I eat your food, too. Remember when you brought, what did you bring one time? And you offered it to me, and I had it, and then she's like, when you offer it to me, and you're like, you wouldn't eat it.
And you really, you didn't even try it. Yeah, you were like, you're right, I don't want that. But there, you, one day you brought, like, spicy sauteed peppers or something like that.
Yeah, we always eat. Whenever you bring something, it's shishito peppers, and I still make it interesting.
I don't, but sometimes I don't eat your stuff because it's hot. It's spicy. I can't handle it. But I was thinking about, I need to have Salvadorian food.
No. Not even Salvadorian, guys. I'm Mexican.
You're Jose's mom.
Yeah. Yeah, true. She didn't cook for us that much anymore.
Tell her I'm fine with whatever.
Yeah, you like Mexican food, right?
Clearly, food is my love language. Okay, speaking of fun facts, what is something that, like, about the office that's your favorite thing and it can't be us or the patients?
The plants.
You know, okay, how many plants did you think that were going to die?
I didn't think you guys would kill, like,
intentionally,
but like that one's a lot smaller. I feel like that's
what you guys can't see.
I don't think you guys killed any, right? They just most like half of them.
That's not fair because we built this beautiful office here, which we now host Pink Couch Chronicles in, which is great.
Yeah.
But I used to sit back here and I think the plants would feel some of the energy and the love. But then when Judith left, we all moved to the front. And this space came very dark and uninhabited. So I think maybe it will revive.
He does look a little sad. But this one.
Oh my god, this one. Is so happy.
He actually probably liked being alone.
I took a propagation from that one home, and it's like 3 leaves. It doesn't only grow.
Oh, well.
And that one that one enjoyed me being alone.
Yeah. All the other ones I thought we would personally, not that I.
You guys are not bad at plants, though. You both have
But that's the thing is that it was like managing two households of plants because you know how many plants we have. That was I didn't want any of the plants to die, but anyway, we did our best.
Well, having Judith here means that we will be less forgetful. So if you are requesting a supplement or a script or a product that maybe we don't have, we will definitely get it to you on time. Also means that we will have someone who answers the phone because we obviously didn't answer the phone for a good year. Mm-hmm. But you can still book online. You can still text us directly. And you now have the option to do it in person or virtually, which is kind of a win-win.
Yeah, I think it's been the best. Now we have the best of both worlds.
Mm-hmm. And Judith leaving was very hard, but I think pushed us all to grow a little bit, personally and in the office, to try to get a little bit more technologically savvy. So it was some good came out of it.
It was enlightening. You know, growth never happens in comfortable spots, and we were uncomfortable, but we made it work. Y'all were probably, I don't know how many patients probably noticed how strung out we felt. I know I didn't realize how, I knew you were, but I guess I didn't realize how strung out I was as well until you said you were coming back, and I was like, yeah. But I felt like I could also take a breath for you as well, because I'm like, okay, now we can just do what we love doing.
Yeah, we can also double triple book now, which we really couldn't do before.
No, we had to keep it
one after the other,
Now it's a lot easier to see a whole family and not get so discombobulated. Mm-hmm.
It was a big difference today,
but only with the right person, because you know we have the wrong front desk person, it's not gonna flow. So
this is why we went a whole year where we were like, we'll just do it ourselves, because we know how hard it is to find the right fit within an office space. Again, why we love having Stuart here, because she's such a great fit with us, and we're not just going to have anyone in this space, you know, affecting how one we work and how we're going to treat you, but also affecting your experience here in the office as well. So We are very nitpicky, just like we are with our care with you, with how this office is ran and how the people that we have here as well. So that's why we're like, we'll just figure it out. And then thank God she came back. I mean, I feel like once a month, someone would be like, where's Judith? Or we would say, I miss Judith. Or where is Judith? No.
She's back. Yeah. Well, cheers to you, Judith.
Cheers, welcome Judith.
Back. Thank you. Welcome back. Big warm welcome back.